Did you guys see that light?
Yeah, looks like something crashed in the woods.
I want to see.
Get back from the window, Mary. Hey, Elmer, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Little men with green eyes.
Holy cow, guys. We're being invaded.
Grab the guns and start shooting.
There are more guns in the bedroom.
I'll grab them.
Oh, boy. They're everywhere. And they're getting closer.
Hurry up, Billy Ray!
OP, take that revolver. Elmer, take the shotgun. John, here's another shotgun. I'll take the rifle. We'll each take a side.
I got more on my side.
Don't worry about that, Elmer. Just keep shooting at the bastards.
Mary, don't get close to the windows.
But, Mom, I want to see little green man.
Vera, help June get the kids to the middle of the room.
But I want to help. I can shoot. Bang, bang, bang.
Lonnie, it's one thing to play. It's another when they're real.
They're over here now.
Where are they at, John?
You see them? In the trees?
I got one in my sights now.
Did you get him, Paul?
Oh, yeah, darling. I know I got him. John, here, reload this.
I got more on my side. Yeah, you better run.
I see him in the back. There's a bunch of them.
Get out of the way, Mom. Billy Ray, get over here.
John, you done reloading yet?
Yeah, here, take it.
OP, get your pistol over here.
Come in, Billy Ray. June, you and the girls, watch out through the other windows. Make sure none of them get to drop on us now.
Shouldn't one of us go to the police?
Ain't no cops coming around when I'm around.
Yeah, fuss don't like us carnies.
We're gonna have to tell someone about this, though. The police probably get the arm.
Hey, 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 less talking and more shooting.
Come here, children.
I'm scared.
Just hold my hand.
Out of mind. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, I'm gonna let it shine. All the time, let it shine. All the time. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Come on, let's get some.
Let it shine.
Come on,
bastards.
Where is the ammo? I'll help
come
you out.
You
no.
Yeah, it's I'm in the cover. How many?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Give me the rifle. I'll reload it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
pop off a note.
We're running.
We'll show you what Kentucky's made of.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Go get those.
Let it shine.
John, there's one more coming.
Let it it shine.
Vera, what do you see? Elmer, how are we doing? I think we did it. I don't see any more of them.
What do you think they were?
They were Martians. Had to be. We saw them land their saucer. Had to be that light we saw earlier.
We sure showed them you don't mess with our family.
Elmer, I think it'd be best we get a going.
I think you're right. Grab the kid. Let's get out of here. Mom, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll clean up the mess.
I'll help you.
It's okay. Why don't you try and get the kids to sleep?
There'll be no sleeping tonight in this house.
You want us to stay?
Nah. Get out while you can. I think we can manage.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna reload all these weapons and keep watch. If they come back again, I'll be waiting.
I'll help you.
Okay. Come on, Vera.
I'm going to go head into town and get the sheriff.
Come on, Vera. We gotta get out of here before the law gets here.
Bye, y'all. It was fun. Can't wait till we get together again.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Give me Alpha Company on the east and Bravo on the north. Charlie, take the west.
Rick, take your squad to cover the street.
On it, Sarge.
Keep your eyes on a swivel. They'll be coming.
Adam, take your squad. Go cover the valley. Get me mortars set up over there.
Come on, Paul.
Man, this 60 ain't light. I'm moving as fast as I can.
Hey, if you move any slower, you're going to miss the war.
Fine by me. I didn't want to be here anyways.
It's not like you can walk back to Alabama.
Let's clear the LZ and keep it clear.
Ammo cans over here. Wounded over here.
First, Sergeant, where's your M16?
There'll be plenty on the ground, sir, when the time comes.
Paul, set up the 60 on that log. Phil, you can be his feet. Rest of you, fan out and pick out some cover.
You think we're gonna see some action?
I have a gut feeling we will.
Well, bring it on.
Look at you getting all cocky all of a sudden.
Well, I ain't going home in no trash bag.
Better them than you, right?
They can die in their own country if they want war that badly.
Everyone, get low and stay alive. Here they come.
Your maker! Come and meet your maker!
Pat, watch your flank! Pete, stay low! This is Alpha 6. We took out a small patrol. Just a team of 10, two wounded, sending them back to LZ.
Copy that, Alpha 6. Push forward and check out the village. We'll get the wounded on the next bird.
Copy that, Alpha 1. Moving forward.
And does anyone have an extra Marlboro?
I ain't seeing anybody here.
I don't like this.
Where did everyone go?
You must have scared them off.
It wasn't me. I'm as scared as they are.
Cover me!
Well, found them. Now what?
Double time attack to the tree line.
We're falling back.
Paul, get your ass going.
We're falling back. Let's go.
Oh, come on, fall back.
Come on, Paul.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Keep going.
Oh,
keep
shit. Going. Fuck you, bastards. Paul, watch out. Paul.
Alpha 6, do you copy? Alpha 6, I say again, pull back! Come in! Come in, Alpha 6!
Stay with me! Hey! I need some compressions over here! I need some help!
Come on, everybody, watch your six!
Ellicott. Ellicott City. Anyone getting off at Ellicott City?
This is your stop. Rick. This is your stop.
Sir, I'm getting off.
Thank you for your service, young man.
Just did what we had to do, sir.
You got a family here?
No, not yet, sir.
So, you got a woman here?
Yes, sir. Went on marrying her, too.
Huh, so you're gonna propose?
Yes, sir. Got the ring right here.
Go on, then. Go start your life, young man.
I plan on it, sir.
Next stop, Newcomb.
Honey? Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. I came back.
Who's that?
Rick.
Why couldn't it have been me instead of Paul?
Rick, wait, please.
I have nothing to say to you.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. You're sorry. It didn't seem like you were very sorry back there.
I thought you were dead.
I am dead. But only thing is, you're the one who killed me.
Rick, please.
It's over, Beth.
Rick, please. I love you.
Stop. Stop the lies. I stayed alive because of you. You! I thought life was worth living because I had you. I guess you had other plans. Enjoy your life.
Welcome home, Rick.
For the day, like a lone wolf stalking its prey. You can try to hide, you can try to run. I caught the scent, I smell the blood.
tonight. That's where you try to hide. I see the light in your eyes.
Captain, not another soul in sight.
Good, good. Tell me, who is more important to please? God or the King of Spain?
Who is God's personal representative in this area?
I am.
Then it is better to please God, Captain.
Exactly. And anyone who dares to deny this will soon find his head pierced and his neck stretched. And we'll go on to meet God in haste. And lucky he will be.
They will have to kill me before I die, sir.
Oh, I'm glad your plan was a success, Captain.
My plans are always a success.
Sir, may I bang my head on the floor until we reach land?
We'll reach land soon. We need to bury this treasure.
But after we kill everyone first.
Oh yes, corpses. Corpses all day long. As far as the eye can see, and beyond if you can fathom.
But can we torture them?
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yes, and then we kill them all.
When they stretched me on the rack for a couple of years, I didn't go round and die all over the place. In fact, I stand 2 inches shorter. Now,
pick your landing crew of the hardest men.
I would like to join the party, sir.
What would you do to them?
I would nail their tits to a table.
I like that. That would be terrible and painful.
I'm still my father. To you, son.
Come, lads, you wear them. Let's get the rest of the crew. Land ho!
We should grab him. He has nice muscles. They glisten in the sun. His hair reflects the color of the sun. The way he talks. It's just... By God, I'd let him swab my poop deck. We should grab him. Grab him!
All right. I think you've had too much sun. Let's go.
Cut in!
Dan?
Just step over him. A couple more and he'll be just right.
Captain, there's land ahead.
An island.
Any natives?
We can take them, sir. They are primitive.
Sharpen your knives. We're forming a landing party.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Come on, get up. You're coming too.
Aye, sir. I would like to volunteer.
I'd be so rich. I am the richest pirate.
Sir, the crew is assembled. We're ready.
I see you've picked some rotten men.
Only the strongest and best worst men for this job. Here's hoping that we'll get close to each other during the mission.
To the boat, men!
Oh, cabin boy.
Why did we bring him?
He's the most skilled man with a blade I've ever seen.
Let me put some lotion on those shoulders.
Get your hands off me!
Oh, this feels good.
Oh, so good. Well, get me here as a neck next, will ya?
Drop! Remember, men, we're clearing the land fast so the captain can come aboard.
I was told we were gonna torture.
We'll have to wait for the captain.
While we wait, we can cook a nice dinner for them. We can loot the island.
Aye, we can pillage the island clean.
Set a course for Madagascar.
More sail!
I hope he's good with the blade.
We're getting close to land. Prepare to fight.
They're waving. They seem friendly.
I think it's a trick.
They're trying to get our guard down. Don't get fooled, man.
That one woman is naked.
They are trying to torture us before we get there. Look away, men. Don't fall for their trap.
I would gladly moisten their feet with my nostrils.
Prepare to fight, men. Show off those magnificent muscles.
Ready, men? Charge!
I love my buttocks!
I will stay back and guard the boat.
I shall dispatch them with a heavenly force after I pull up my trousers.
Don't fall for their tricks. Their beautiful women and their magnificent breasts are only meant to distract us.
Kill all the men. We will torture the women later when the captain lands.
Let the molestation begin.
Watch out behind you.
Where's the leader?
They seem to be a group of random people with no leader.
The captain's coming.
They're the landmen.
Oh, Daddy. I like it when you hit me like that.
Well, this area is clear, sir.
Let's go greet the captain.
Oh, captain. Over here. It's safe.
Hurry up, lads.
Do you have the treasure, Captain?
You fool. Yes, I have the treasure.
I want to eat my own buttocks.
Give me your hand, Captain.
I claim this island to be my island. A pirate island.
Aye, Captain. King, Captain.
King? I don't want to be king. Now, let's look for a place to bury this treasure.
Come on, men, let's go get our treasure!
Yes, let me see those strong muscles at work.
Start digging, men.
Let's see. Stagger. Stagger. Crawl. Stagger. Stagger. Roll.
What are you doing?
You're either born a pirate or you're not.
Just start digging.
Oh, I broke a nail.
I have the treasure!
We're almost ready to place the treasure.
You've got a lovely bottom there, Blue Eyes.
Aye, look at the flowers on this island. They look so beautiful.
That's deep enough. Now, who's going to stay here and protect the treasure?
I will, sir.
Aye, you will do. Open the chest.
Shall we go, sir?
Bury it, and we will go.
Come on, lad. There's pirating to do. Well, you come in or what?
Quiet down. Quiet down. How do you plead?
We are innocent.
Guilty!
Do you believe that God Almighty is the one true power?
I don't believe in your God.
Guilty! Burn them!
Burn them!
Burn them!
Quiet! What do you mean you don't believe in our God? Do you not believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Oh, praise Jesus! Amen!
I believe in my Lord. I am Protestant, not Catholic. We believe in the same ideology.
Guilty!
We are not the same. There is only one religion. The others are all false.
Who are you to say that yours is the only true religion?
God has spoken to us.
Hallelujah!
God speaks to all that listen.
My God does not speak to you.
Aren't we all God's children?
You are the devil's child.
I am not the devil's child. What kind of trial is this?
One where we decide what is right or wrong.
That is not your place to decide what is right or wrong. That is God's choice, for he is the only true judge.
Then you are guilty.
I am not guilty for having different beliefs than you.
sounds like witch talk to me.
Persecute!
The jury has spoken. Strip them of their clothes.
Leave my family alone. Do what you wish to me, but leave my family alone.
One does not get to choose who lives or dies. If the man of the family is found guilty, then the whole family is guilty.
Leave your hands off my children!
Don them with the garments of purity and tie them up.
Please, leave my family alone.
Your family will join you in hell.
Burn them!
Burn them!
Tie them up. Any last words?
Just as it is appointed to man to die once. After that will come the judgment. You will all get your judgment. I hope you understand that what you are doing here is wrong.
Everyone is prepared to give our account of himself to God, for we are ridding the world of false prophets.
I am not a false prophet.
Then we will rid you one at a time if we have to, for it is our purpose in life.
Purpose in life is to love one another.
I do love you, and I will show my love by getting rid of you and your family. Burn them.
Burn them! No! Stop!
Now we will see what you do, and who is the one that can choose between right and wrong.
Don't be scared, children. Wife, I will see you again in heaven. I will be with you always.
Witch! They're witches!
You will all be judged for this. Fear not. Resist him. Be firm in your faith.
You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves an image or a sacred pillar. Last chance.
The evil world is filled with so many of false gods.
For the living know they will die, but the dead know.
Gentlemen, Mrs. Green, please try some of my fruits.
Oh, I eat all the fruit I can. And what I can't, I can.
Ladies?
Do you know why we are here today?
I believe that Mr. Black called the meeting. At least, that's what my letter said. What is this department?
The Things That Don't Exist department? It's been around for a very long time.
I'm new here. I just got assigned and was told to meet here. The Things That Don't Exist? That is a funny name for a government department.
I'm Mrs. Green, and that is Mrs. Red. And who might you be?
I'm Mr. White.
Oh. So you're the new Mr. White. I remember the last time we were in here. It was to discuss the Republican Party.
We got a lot of people to believe in that one.
The new Mr. White? Wait. The Republican Party exists. I voted for the president, and he won. How can Republicans not exist?
Here comes Mr. Black now.
Gentlemen, ladies, we are here to talk about SL-27. For those that don't know about Project SL-27, it's what we are calling the made-up land between Utah and Canada. We are making the maps that people will deem to be true. If we say that there's land between the states, the people will believe us.
You think that the people will believe that we just made up territory?
The American people will believe anything that we tell them. We are the government. Who doesn't believe the government? They already believe that the Earth is round. Inventing a state should be easy.
Oh, the American people can be easily manipulated. Remember the whole election?
Getting people to vote for our candidate was easy. Getting them to believe that there is land could be a little more tricky. It's something that they can explore.
Excuse me, voting for your candidate.
Mr. White, there is a lot that you'll have to catch up with. Now, without maps, one could think he's in Washington Territory, or even in Asava.
Don't forget about the Shoshone or Absaroka Territory.
And Mr. White, those are the areas that we are renaming.
Why are we renaming land?
We could give the area to the Indians.
The Indians know about the land. They wouldn't take it.
I don't understand why we are doing this.
We are in charge of making the map. The government and the people will believe what we tell them.
How big of an area are we talking about?
The Dakota Territory will be quite big. We should split them up.
Let's stick to one area at a time, Mr. Black.
Fair enough. Back to the task at hand.
Let's assume that the Washington Territory and the Oregon Territory are staying where they are.
We could just make them bigger.
There's no reason to do that. They actually wouldn't be getting any bigger.
Then why are we doing this?
To stop the Utah Territory from expanding into Canada. If we say that there's a territory above them, they can't go any farther north.
Plus, this will stop the Washington Territory from expanding more east.
What are we planning on calling this area on the map?
What about Idaho?
Where did that come from?
What language is that exactly?
It's Shoshone for nothing.
Mrs. Rick, I didn't know you spoke Shoshone.
Mr. Black, there are a lot of things you don't know about me.
Well, Mrs. Red, maybe one day you can be so good as to enlighten me.
Can we get back to the meeting at hand, please?
So back to this Idaho. I don't think we could call it that. We need something that's more American.
What if we change it to Idaho?
I think we can shorten it even more to Idaho. One word, no pause.
What do we tell the people it means?
We tell them it means Gem of the Mountain.
I like that.
Thank you, Mrs. Green.
So, what shape should we give it?
It could be a rectangle, like the other states.
That would be too easy.
Why don't we shape it big on the bottom to cover the Utah border, and skinny on top to allow a space between Montana and Washington?
Mrs. Red, that is brilliant. No one will ever question an odd-shaped territory.
Odd is my specialty.
I thought your specialty was killing.
Not here, Mrs. Green. Now, do we have everything settled?
I believe that we do. Next week, I would like to discuss the moon.
What about the moon? You can't tell me that doesn't exist. We can see it with our own eyes.
Mr. White, it does indeed exist. But what's on the other side?
Oh, this meeting could be convivial.
Think about it. Okay, meeting adjourned.
Mr. Black, what is it that you do exactly?
Mr. White, I'm responsible for giving the people something to believe in.
How much effect do you have?
I control everything, Mr. White.
Red.
He was asking too many questions.
Tell the team to clean it up. I'll start looking for another one.
The original Mr. White was good enough.
Well, we can't use him anymore. We had to erase his mind so he can become the president.
Settle down, class. Settle down! Okay. Where did we leave off in our story of Henry V?
We finished Act 4, Scene 2, sir.
Yes. And now the bard comes in and says, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so vile. This day shall gentle his condition, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap while any speaks, that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day. Now, what was that passage about?
Mr. Faulkner, he was trying to give courage to his men to fight, even though they were outnumbered.
Wendy, is that skirt too short?
No, sir. It's 6 inches, like the rules say it should be.
Stand up.
It's 6 inches, Mr. Faulkner.
Let me measure it. Come here. Let's see. Ah, that is only 5 7/8. Bend over.
Mr. Faulkner?
Bend over now.
Mr. Faulkner.
Pull that skirt up.
Please, Mr. Faulkner.
Lift it up. Higher. Higher, I said.
Please, Mr. Faulkner.
I think you did this on purpose. You enjoy getting slapped. Oh, you can't kid me.
Please, Mr. Faulkner. Please, Mr. Faulkner, stop.
I'm starting to enjoy this. Now, go to the principal's office and tell him how much of a fast girl you are.
Yes, Mr. Faulkner.
Okay, class, now that that is out of the way, let's continue with the lesson. Brian, what do you think Shakespeare...
I don't want to visit the principal. It's 6 inches. He just wanted to see my knickers.
One moment. Come in. Oh, Miss Natsal, what can I do for you?
Why is your room covered in plastic?
I was getting ready to paint my office.
What color were you going to pick?
I was thinking of red. Blood red. Now, why are you here, little miss?
Mr. Faulkner said that my skirt was too short.
Yes, well, it does look short to me, Miss Natsal. What did he measure it as?
5 7/8, sir.
Well, that is too short, Miss Natsal. What punishment did he give you?
He gave me 4 slaps, sir.
Where did he slap you?
On the buttocks, sir.
I bet that hurt, Miss Natsal. Let me take a look at it.
Sir, should you do that without a nurse?
Miss Natsal, let me take a look.
Okay.
I see. The redness is fine. Is it tender?
Ouch.
Oh, I see it is tender. Oh, smells ripe too.
Mr. Harmer, I'm getting uncomfortable. I would really like to see the nurse.
Not until I hand out my punishment.
Please, sir, I don't want to get slapped again.
I wasn't talking about slapping.
What punishment were you talking about, sir?
Oh, one that I'll enjoy deeply and often. Please bend over.
Mr. Harmer?
Turn around, Miss Natzel. This will only take a moment. Yes, I think this will do nicely. Yes, yes. Blood red will look nice.
Take all your overgrown infants away somewhere and build them a home. A little place of their own. The Ridge Memorial Home. For incurable tyrants and kings.
That's enough, Roger. Okay, who wants some candy?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Waters.
Roger, take Anthony into room 6. It's time for his checkup.
But doctor, didn't he just have his checkup yesterday?
Are you questioning me, orderly?
No, sir. Anthony, come over here.
I am Anthony.
What a wanker.
Can I play on the piano?
Yes, you may, Karen. Bruce, please, help her out.
I want to play.
Come on, Anthony.
I want to play.
Doctor, I need a little help.
No one gets to play piano.
Doctor, I don't think that's quite the right thing to do.
Nurse, report to my office. You'll be written up for insubordination for that.
Doctor, this isn't your playground. We have rules to follow.
I am the one who makes the rules. Everyone here does what I say. Do you understand me?
But doctor...
Do I need to repeat myself, nurse?
No, doctor. I understand.
Roger, Anthony better be ready in 5 minutes.
He will be.
Nurse, make sure everyone here takes double the dose that they normally get.
Doctor.
It's time we step up the treatment.
Everyone gets double the candy today.
I want candy.
Oh, here you go.
I like candy.
And here you go.
I like candy.
Here you go.
I like candy.
I like candy.
Here you go. Make sure to drink the water with the candy.
I like candy.
Candy.
I like candy.
I like candy.
Doctor, what pills are you giving him? They seem to be a little more off than normal.
They are test drugs.
We're testing drugs here now?
It's a way for us to make money. We test them on the patients.
Aren't we only supposed to test them on certain patients?
We make money testing on each patient.
So today, you made twice the amount?
You're catching on.
Anthony is ready for you, doctor.
On my way, orderly.
I'll finish up in here, doctor.
Nurse, monitor the patients and report back to me in 1 hour.
Yes, doctor.
Okay, Anthony. Are you ready for your treatment?
Didn't we do this yesterday?
We are speeding up your treatment. Don't you want to go back out into the world?
Do you think I belong there?
Yes, I do believe you belong out there.
What if it doesn't work?
Then we will keep trying. Here, bite down on this.
Okay.
Orderly, turn the knob to 10.
But, doctor?
10, I said. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
please stop that inferno piano playing? For the love of God, stop playing that song!
Fine. I'll stop. For a bit.
Thank you.
The weather looks nice today.
It looks the way it normally does when the sun is out.
It can still look nice.
I don't need you to tell me when the weather looks nice.
Fine.
I don't know why I bought you that piano.
It helps pass the time. We are all alone. We never had any children.
Are you blaming me again for you not being able to bear children?
I never said that.
You might as well have. Trust me, I did my part. Twice a year for every year of our marriage. I can't help it. You were never able to get pregnant.
I know. I have failed you as a wife, and for that, we are isolated here at this lighthouse.
You have failed me. I don't know why I married you.
Because my father paid you to do it.
Well, he didn't pay me enough.
You are a mean man.
And you are an ugly woman. Don't you dare play that piano anymore, either. I'm going to get rid of it.
What? Like this?
That's it. I've had enough.
Yeah? What are you planning on doing about it?
This. Should have done a long time ago! Die! Die, woman!
We call to order this meeting of the Land of Moses. We hear the party of Jennings. Please come to the stand and state your issue.
We need to rise up and do something about these Skillamalink gypsies.
Why? What ill will have they performed on our land?
They kidnapped Malcolm's daughter, and they raped her.
Is this true, Malcolm?
Yes. Yes, sir. They raped and beat her. She came back bleeding from her place that only the doctor should touch.
Doctor, did you see this woman? And can you confirm she is not suffering from hysteria?
I can confirm that she is not suffering from hysteria. I treated the woman myself by causing a hysterical paroxysm on her Venus honeypot, a technique often used on many of my female patients. I also concluded that this woman had vaginal tears.
Thank you, Doctor.
She had tears on the inside walls and showed signs of force. I saw bruising and witnessed signs of struggle. Her wrists and ankles had bruises that, in my professional opinion, were caused by a rope taut against the flesh.
Doctor, in your professional opinion, was this girl tied down and raped?
It is in my professional opinion, this girl was tied down and forced into sexual activities that non-married women, especially children, should not be privy to.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm sure that she was well taken care of in your hands. How do you wish to proceed, Brian?
We should gather all the townspeople, go out there and find the man that raped this girl, and kill him!
Gypsies are not known for stating the truth. They might send another to take the fall. Or worse, they could claim themselves all innocent. Malcolm? What do you wish we should do? It was your daughter.
I try to be strong for my daughter. and family. But right now, all I see is darkness. My world has been shattered, and I don't know if I'll ever feel whole again. Not unless I know that the man who did this finds his end.
May we consider the religious ramifications of these people? As a doctor, I swore to protect man's life. I cannot go out there and purposefully murder anyone.
Doctor, I understand your professional and personal beliefs. I've noted it down in the record. You do bring up a valid point about religion, though.
If I may, sir, hell is hell. No matter where you are or what you believe.
Malcolm, do you wish to hunt this man down?
I would sleep better at night, knowing that the man who did this was not on the side of the earth anymore.
It is settled, then. We will gather the townspeople and hunt this man down so that justice will be served. Doctor, you and the Reverend will stay back with women and children. We will leave in the cover of night. Men, go home and sharpen your pitchforks. We are going on a hunt.
While the men went home and prepared to go hunting, some sharpened their pitchforks, others sharpened axes. Some went home and prayed with their families, knowing all too well that this was not going to be an easy hunt. The townspeople all knew that they wouldn't just give up the guilty. They knew they would need to kill them all.
Gentlemen, I know we've all said our prayers before venturing out here, but from here on out, God doesn't belong with us. Not until we finish the task at hand. Therefore, if you wish to go home, now is your chance.
Let's do this, gentlemen. Let's show them that this is our land. This is not their land. By God, tonight we show them that we mean business.
I just want to find the person who raped my daughter.
Malcolm, they are all guilty.
I know. I just don't know if I'm ready for what happens next.
We have to show a message that they will understand, whether it's on this side of the ground or the other.
Have you ever met someone for the first time, but in your gut you know you've met them before? That's them. They are all the same, and they all deserve to perish. And as gruesomely as possible.
Let's do this then, before we all change our minds.
Remember, light the wagons first, and then everyone who runs, we kill.
Even the women and children?
Especially the women and children.
Revenge!
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 Over here! Get the runner!
I'm coming to get you!
For your pills, Dad.
There just isn't no calming down with you, is there?
You know you have to take your pills, Dad.
We can skip a night. I won't tell anyone.
Dad, come on. I need to leave for work soon.
Why are you working nights again?
Because we need the money.
We don't need the money. I lived many years without any money.
The world has changed since you were young, Dad.
The world hasn't changed. Just the people on it.
Come on, you going to take your pills or what?
Can I get some water to help the pills go down easier?
I have a glass right here.
How many am I taking tonight?
There's just the three that you have to take now.
More later.
Aaron is in the other room. He'll give you two more in 3 hours.
Aaron is here?
He is. He is in the kitchen reading a book.
What book?
I don't know, Dad. I have to go, though.
Can you send Aaron in here before you leave?
I can do that. Do you want me to close the blinds before I leave?
Leave them open. There's supposed to be a full moon tonight. Maybe I get to see it one more time with my mortal eyes.
Do you need anything else before I leave?
I have Aaron here if I need anything.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, daughter.
Aaron, your grandfather wants to see you.
Okay, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Mom. You wanted to see me, Grandpa?
Aaron, my sweet boy. Your mom was telling me that you were reading a book. What book was it, might I ask?
I was reading My Antonia by William Cather.
Is it a good book?
It's a very good book. I'm enjoying it a lot.
What is the book about?
It's about an orphan boy and his oldest sister from Virginia. They were brought to Nebraska to be pioneers at the end of the 19th century. They struggle with their lives, but in the end, they move on and become successful in their own ways.
Time. See what's become of me.
Have you read the book, Grandpa?
No, just sounds like a book about time and what we make of it.
That is in a lot of books, to be fair. But is time really that important?
Only if you're paying attention to it. Time changes with the scenery. Weaving time is a tapestry.
Are you all right, Grandpa?
Look around. The grass is high. The fields are ripe. It's the springtime of your life.
Grandpa?
Sorry, boy. Just remembering the good old days.
Grandpa, what are you talking about? You have many more days ahead of you.
No, my boy. The leaves are brown for me.
Grandpa, I thought the pills were working for you.
The pills won't catch up to me. I've already gone too far, and pretty soon I won't remember who you are or who I am. Every day, I run further away.
Are you giving up?
I've done gave up on survival long ago. That's the thing about giving up. You don't realize you've done it until it's too late. You see those torches on the mountain?
Yes, I see them.
Those are the Huaka Ipo.
The Night Marchers?
The one and only. They come from their burial sites and honor the gods. They don't touch the ground as they float above it. You can't hear them yet, but they are beating their drums and blowing their conch shells.
I thought they only came out at night.
They also come during the sunset or daytime, when it's time to take a relative to the spirit world.
Grandpa, are they coming here?
One could hope, son. One could hope. I could hope.
Are you related to the Night Marchers?
We all are, son. You just need to follow the ways of the king.
Grandpa, what are the ways of the king?
You'll have to find the ways of the land and work hard to be recognized by the king.
The torches are getting brighter. There's one bright one in front.
That is the goddess Hiakaikapoliopele. She's the daughter of Haumea and Kane. She's the goddess of medicine. She is why we dance the hula.
I don't understand, Grandpa.
The time is coming, but I have to tell you some things quickly before they get here.
Grandpa, what are you talking about? I just don't understand.
Listen to me, boy. I don't have much time. Remember, there is nothing stronger than blood.
Grandpa?
Now, you listen. When the march gets here, you must not look at them. You must bow down and stay quiet, no matter what happens. You must not look.
Grandpa, I'm scared.
There is no reason to be scared, my boy.
What about Mom? What do you want me to tell her?
Tell her the truth.
She's not going to believe me.
Then you make her believe.
I don't know if I can.
You don't know until you try.
I will try.
I know you try real hard to leave your mark. But the world doesn't love you like blood does. Trust your blood and be there when your mama saying prayers, pleading to the gods. She will feel like no one cares. Make her believe. Now remember, don't look. Just bow and keep your head down. I will be okay. I want this.
Grandpa?
It's okay, son. Get down.
I love you.
I love you as well. Forever. I'll always be watching over you.
No!
I love you, Grandpa. I will see you again.
I love you, Aaron.
No!
Oh,
And then you're gonna know my name. I'm here to claim my title now. I'm here, the king that wears the crown. You better back down, you better back down. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all. A champion don't need any introductions. A fighter don't know any limitations. I was made to stand on a mountain now. I was made to rise from the ashes now. I'll never back down, I'll never back down. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all. I'm the greatest of all. You should know my name. Do you know my name? You're gonna know my name. Yeah, you're gonna know my name. You should know my name. Do you know my name? You're gonna know. I'm the greatest of all time.